Welcome to A Slice of App Pie. I'm Steve Lipton, your host for this show on the tips and tricks for you to become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Episode 6, Why the Head of Donald Duck Fuels Success. By mile 11 of the Disney Half Marathon, I was beat. My legs hurt, and I could barely move. Everything hurt. I saw in the distance the two more overpasses I needed to climb before entering Epcot Center, then finishing the race 2.1 miles later. I could have stopped and given up the race, ending my pain. At least that's what resistance said. One thought kept me going. I wanted the head of Donald Duck. We need to go back a few years. I was in Orlando, Florida for a convention. We had gotten there a few days early to set up. On Sunday, around lunchtime, we decided to go to Downtown Disney for lunch and some fun. I took what I thought was a shortcut, a side road into the Walt Disney World Resort that should have been abandoned on a Sunday. Instead, it was a traffic jam with one lane closed off with cones. It took me about half an hour in that traffic jam to realize what was going on. The Disney Marathon. Watching the runners speed by me in the left lane, I made myself a promise that day. For my 50th birthday, still at that time a few years away, I would finish the Disney Half Marathon. At the time, I could not run a mile without puking. I would have to train and run races to prepare. But in the end, I wanted that finisher's medal, a medal with the head of Donald Duck on it. I mentioned back in Episode 4, Boston Marathon champion Meb applies three keys to success in running: good goals, commitment, and hard work. In Episode 4, we combine these last two into one key, persistence. In our last episode, we introduced the enemy of persistence, resistance. I haven't yet discussed setting good goals. There's a reason. If several years ago, I would have made a goal of completing the 2016 Disney Half Marathon, it's likely that I would never have had that medal of Donald Duck's head hanging on my wall. Resistance would have gotten the better of me. Over the last few years, resistance did snag me during training on several occasions. A goal is not enough. A goal lacks soul and emotion. Instead, I have a story. A story is different. A story has emotion and soul. I'm not against goals. There's a step before goals. You need to make goals in service to your story. Your story is what moves you. Goals are mere markers on the road. I have a story of sneering at middle age, not by getting some expensive sports car, but by doing something physically. Getting a finisher's medal for a race is something I have never done, or even thought I could do when I was younger. I set my goals for races and training based on that story. If it didn't have to do with the story, I didn't do or set a goal for it. My story as told here is two paragraphs. It does not or should not be a novel. It should be short, emotional, and to the point, so it's easy to remember and look to. You might embellish it if you want, but you should be able to tweet it. At its shortest, my story above is this. I'm saying no to my midlife crisis by finishing a half marathon, even though I never ran a mile before. I've heard about story from a lot of people, but they don't tell me how to write a story. A lot of you might be asking, that's great, but how do I write my story? Good question. In the next podcast, we'll examine how to write the story that will fuel your success. Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.